You've already heard much about the good work our environment spokesperson has done, and I now call to wind up the debate Tom Elliott, MLA.
Chairman, fellow Ulster Unionists, thank you very much for participating in this debate, and I suppose thank you very much for listening to the debate, because quite often people say, what is the point in having a debate on the Review of Public Administration, on RPA? It has no effect on me. What about it for me? Let me tell you, folks, and it has been pointed out here today earlier, it will affect each and every one of you. Just remember that. It is you people, the ratepayers of whatever borough or council you live in, you are the people who will pick up the financial tab of this Review of Public Administration. That is the first point that I want to make. Please don't think that this is for others. This is for you. At the outset here, ladies and gentlemen, of this hour and 40-minute speech, sorry, Chairman, you will have to maybe bring me the book whenever my time is up, but I would like to acknowledge the work that has went on throughout the many years within local councils. Let us not forget that during the times of the Troubles, the only real form of administration and of governance in Northern Ireland was your local council. There was nothing between Westminster and local council. And I think those people who served on councils in those times deserve our credit and our thanks. Because let me tell you, they done it without a great lot of thanks from the wider public, and they certainly didn't get that financial reward. And we must remember that some of them indeed paid with their lives for that service. Regarding the RPA itself, the Ulster Unionist Party acknowledges that local government does need to be reformed. And Arnold Hatch and others indicated that it was the Ulster Unionist Party who started this process. But the Ulster Unionist Party was right to start this process. It's just a pity we didn't get finishing it, because we'd have done a much better job than those that are doing it now. This is just a grubby DUP Sinn Féin carve-up. I can't put it any simpler, ladies and gentlemen. We heard other speakers explain how the 15 model came about. Alec Baird had a very fancy way of explaining it. I'll not try to reiterate that. But in clear terms, however you look at it, it is a carve-up. Council reform will cost some money. The estimates of the PricewaterhouseCoopers report said it'll cost 118 million. Information is suggesting that it could cost actually upwards and double of that. So again, I keep reminding you, ladies and gentlemen, who will pay for it? You and me, the ratepayer, will pay for it. Let us just look at some of those carve-ups. Derek Hussey has quite well alluded to some of them, especially west of the ban. Three council areas, Fermanagh Omagh, Londonderry, Strabane, and the Mid Ulster. I am pretty sure that those three will be dominated by Sinn Féin. It is more than likely they will have overall control of those three council areas. What does that mean for unionism in general, let alone Ulster unionism? What does that mean for delivering cross-border bodies and institutions? And Derek has quite rightly outlined how that's already happening. But this will give them more power to do that. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's almost a repartition of Northern Ireland. That's what we're looking at. That's what we're facing. And someone who lives probably One of the furthest distances from Belfast that's maybe here today. I believe the biggest sin in this reform is how Belfast is being treated for unionism. This was once in a lifetime opportunity to ensure that the union flag would fly in Belfast City Hall 365 days. But is that going to happen? No. And let me tell you, people of Belfast, taking the flag down of Belfast City Hall is only the start of it. Just wait till you see what it's like in 10 years' time, in 15 years' time. They will start a process, because we have been through this in Fermanagh. Strabane have been through it, Londonderry have been through it. They start a process of neutralisation. We want this a neutral space. But then what comes next? Once they get it neutral, they start imposing their dictatorial issues. They will start imposing their Irish language. They will start imposing their Sinn Féin Republican agenda onto everyone. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what this reform of public administration is going to do. And it is unfortunate that the Ulster Unionist Party were not in a position to follow this through and carry it forward. But the voters have spoken over the last few elections. They made their decision, and I am confident that those voters will see how this needs to change. How not only in the west of the province we need support, how the unionist people of the west of the province need support, but also how the unionist people of Belfast need support. I know that Lisburn and Newry, and indeed Armagh and Craigavon, are referred to as cities. But to me, the two cities of Northern Ireland are still Belfast and Londonderry. And just remember, when this reform of public administration goes through, the two capital cities of Northern Ireland will be Republican. What is that? What message is that sending out for the unionist people of Northern Ireland? I'll just finish off, ladies and gentlemen, by referring to what Michael Henderson said. Michael indicated that we heard a very good presentation yesterday from a motivator who said we need to send out our message in three simple words. Well, I'm sorry, I have two sets of three words. The first one is STM, stop this mess. And the second one is VUU, vote Ulster Unionists to stop it. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom. You've listened carefully to the debate, and I would now ask you to vote on the motion by a show of hands. So, those in favour, please indicate now by raising your hand. Against, if any? Well, I think we can say that's unanimously carried, so thank you very much.